death row. I'm down with Black Tone and I'm down with the flow. So when we cross paths, and I hope that soon, I'ma boot your motherfucking ass to the moon. You need to quit banging under false pretense, cause if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense.
If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. So don't kill me, let the pivot commence.
Hey, cuz.
Hey there.
All right, you ready?
I sure am.
All right. Welcome, everyone, to the King of Wakanda Show 2.0. This is a new show because the old one was deleted. But on here, it's going to be a lot of changes. But before we get to the changes, let me introduce you back on my show. My cousin, all the way from Georgia. My cousin, Novia. Hey, Novia, thank you for joining me today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on again.
Thank you. All right. So let's get to the main topic, what's been going on lately. That is, now I'm pretty sure you heard about the debate that happened last night.
Oh, I watched that hot mess happen.
They're basically, people all over social media are calling it two children basically bickering for no reason.
I wouldn't necessarily call it that. I would say it was a school bully trying to intimidate the class nerd into not talking is what it looked like.
And that school bully happens to be our president.
Happens to be. That's usually the bully.
Well, what's going on here today? Our president should learn to leave politics right now, but instead, he's trying to make things much worse.
Oh, yes. Yeah. He's absolutely trying to make things as bad as he possibly can.
Now, on top now, even our president even sent out a message on Twitter earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
And it was talking about my podcast. Yeah, he heard about how my first podcast show got deleted. For some strange reason.
That's very weird. I'll have to check that out today.
And on top of that, I found out who was responsible for getting my first podcast show deleted.
How did you know?
It was the company I used to work for. They messaged Anchor about it. So basically, they saying that I may have threatened them, which I didn't do.
Right.
I'll just explain my side of the story on what happened. I guess Khan's kind of basically took an offense to that.
Yeah.
So basically. That's the reason why my first show got deleted, folks.
I see.
But it's okay. Guys, I can just create new ones. And speaking of new ones, I just created something new today.
Before you tell me that, I just thought I'd give you some breaking news that Trump denied even knowing who the Proud Boys were.
Really?
Yes, I just walked past the TV and that was what was on the news.
Okay, this man needs to go.
So far away. So very far away.
Oh, and one of my group members that I told you about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm.
It turns out about Trump's wife. She's mm-hmm. still doing porn.
I mean, you know, as far as that goes, I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with sex work. I don't have a problem with Melania deciding to use her body in that way. It's her body and not my business. I have a problem with Trump being an out-and-out racist.
He is.
I don't care if she's naked. I care that he's a jerk.
Because here's the thing. Him targeting people is one thing. But I knew, but we knew our president wasn't going to go down our fight. But this is different. He crossed the fucking line.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. When he told the Proud Boys to stand by, yeah. Yeah, he crossed the line when he told a white supremacist group to stand by.
Oh, Lord. I hope this isn't going to turn into another war.
I think he's trying to make it into one. I think he's trying to start a legitimate... No, I think he's trying to start a legitimate race war.
There's no way that our U.S. Congress is going to... that our U.S. government is going to allow that to happen.
I would slow down with that one because the Senate is willing to let Trump do whatever he wants to do because they are run by Republicans. Right now, the Supreme Court is packed full of conservative judges, and Nancy Pelosi won't do anything in the House of Representatives, even though Democrats have the majority. She's too scared to do anything. So really, it's going to come down to whether or not the military backs him.
If Trump doesn't get out of office soon, he's going to end up having he's going to institute the National Guard to help him out with this race war.
I agree.
Okay. And on top of that, there's something else he's also stirring up too.
Mm-hmm.
He's stirring up that whole stimulus check thing again.
He's not even going to allow for another stimulus. And the Senate has made it clear that they're not going to do another personal stimulus. They've already said, Mitch McConnell has already said it's not happening.
And on top of that he's already crying about it.
Right. Right.
And on top of that, also about this this vaccine.
I'm not going to be the guinea pig.
Me either.
I think that's a setup. Yeah. They aren't going to have enough time to test it and make sure it's safe before they go ahead and do it. I think it's a setup.
This is like what happened with happened with that one movie. What is it? Jim Jones.
Oh yeah, very much.
Only difference is our president is trying to kill people with that vaccine.
Our president is trying to kill people with coronavirus. He's already doing that just fine. And I don't think he's going to be, I agree with you. I don't think he's going to be better about it when it comes to the vaccine. I think he's going to have the same horrible plan in mind. And I honestly think it's race-based. I think he's going to try to push for black and brown communities to get the vaccine first. Because we're always the guinea pigs.
Yep.
Tuskegee Project, anybody?
Oh, yeah.
So that's what I picture happening right now. That's what I imagine is going to happen because of who he is and how he is.
Oh.
I know that sounds bleak, but we better be real and be honest about it instead of getting our asses handed to us later because we weren't paying attention.
Oh, hold on 1 second, guys. I just got a message from someone on my own page.
Okay.
Oh, this is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
One of my fans on Facebook just basically asked me about this voting. Is it going to be another problem just like it did on the first election?
The mail-in voting? Yeah, that's going to be a problem because Trump has already planted the idea in people's minds that mail-in ballots are somehow cheating, even though he votes by absentee ballot. He's trying to make it out that he's the only one who should be allowed to and everybody else who does it is cheating.
This is just too much. Honestly, because I feel like I should just move to a different country.
I think a lot of us feel like we should move to a different country right now. Canada looks better and better every day.
Heck, I'll go there any day of the week.
Right, if I spoke a little more Spanish, Mexico would seem just fine. At least the food would be good.
I probably would like to go to Italy.
Mm-hmm. Just away from here. Far, far away from here. Because things are going to get bad.
And also because I don't want to end up saying something bad because... But we also got another problem down here in Indiana.
I believe it.
I'm afraid our homeless problem is getting much worse.
That's happening everywhere because of this pandemic. Everybody has lost their jobs.
Yep.
People are losing their homes because they can't afford the mortgage. And now that the eviction moratorium is up, landlords are able to evict people again. And so they're packing the courts full of eviction notices.
What is cool? They can't. Okay, this basically just got me speechless.
I mean, the state of the country right now is really bad. And anyone who's saying that it's not is just flat out not paying attention. They're lying to themselves. Or they are really rich and really white. And that's the honest truth of it. That has nothing to do with racism or anything else. So before somebody decides to come at you or me with that, I would like to make it abundantly clear that Trump has made it clear the only people he cares about are rich white people. Yep. That comes from him, not from me. Me stating it does not make it less true. And somebody not liking to hear it does not make it less true. So the whole problem with Trump supporters anyway is that whenever they don't like to hear it, they decide that it's less true.
That's right.
That's nonsense.
Now, I know... I think I know why our president chooses to to air his little business on social media. I know why he's afraid to basically to face the public and what he's doing. Because a certain group in the White House is basically watching his married move. Because it's just shown our president his true colors, unfortunately. And also with Joe Biden, he's just the beginning.
Oh, I agree.
And as for our president's so-called plan of having us getting vaccinated, once Joe Biden gets elected president, he's going to make sure that vaccine gets tested before it gets released.
Right. And here's the thing. Right now, we've got to hope that Joe Biden gets elected. We've got to do everything we can do ourselves to get out there and vote and make sure that the people that we care about get out there and vote. And I'm sorry, if you are a woman, if you are a person of color, if you are disabled, if you are poor, voting for Trump is voting against your own best interest.
That's right.
Vote for someone that wants to help you out, not someone who wants to see you die off.
Excuse me.
It's very simple. It's right now, it's vote for your life.
And plus, there's even talks about not having a Thanksgiving Day parade anymore.
I don't think we should have one with the coronavirus going on. I think that's really foolhardy and disrespectful to people. That's saying we don't care about your health. We care more about this stupid ass parade. It's not that important. I'm sorry, it's not. Everyone can get over it. It's a made-up holiday anyway to make white people feel better about stealing land from natives. So I'm cool with them not doing the parade.
And plus, I even heard certain people think about doing this whole Black Friday thing, even with this whole Corona thing. No.
That's just wild. What on earth? No. Absolutely not. That's insane.
They're like, you rather go get something for yourself and for your family than protecting yourself.
I mean, extend Cyber Monday. Have the whole thing be cyber. Make Black Friday into a cyber thing instead of having it in person. Do it online. Just do the whole thing online this time.
That's right.
There's no reason. And they should give extra deep discounts for people who shop online instead of go in person. They should make it cheaper online than in person so that they can dissuade shoppers from going into the stores. They should also cap how many shoppers are allowed in the store at any given time. They should mandate masks. There's quite a few things they should be doing. I think there should be a federal mandate on wearing masks when you're out in public.
That's right.
There's no good reason for there not to be. And they've already told us that if we don't start wearing masks, we can expect another 200,000 people to die by the end of the year.
Damn.
It's almost October. So we're talking about 200,000 people in 2 months. Essentially. That's a lot of people. Very fast. Because what's going to happen is the coronavirus is still there. And the flu is going to be happening. And so people are going to have weakened immune systems. And they're going to be that much more likely to get the coronavirus.
That's right. Now, let's change the subject for a sec because it's about my little bit of a surprise that I'm working on today.
Okay.
Okay. As you already know, because that during when I created my podcast show, I created a group called Conspiracy Troop Outlaws. And we have decided to create a separate podcast. That way we can air our episodes on there.
That's a smart idea.
And also, there's more too. We also are going to be having the podcast show on Facebook. We just created a group page on there.
That's very cool.
Yeah, we're still working out on other things, like a photo. We're also going to have the link of the show every time we do it on there.
Okay.
And we are going to have people be on the show, whether it's they're in town or out of town.
That's good. That means you get a variety of voices from a variety of places.
And plus, what's the other word? Other one, basically talk. We're even going to have our group meetings at some of the restaurants.
Nice.
And our first meeting that's coming up is this Sunday, and we're going to have it at a sushi bar.
Oh, that sounds like a fun time.
It's been like over, what is it, about 3 years since I had sushi, but
I love sushi, but it's going to be a while longer before I get to have it. I'm not going and sitting in any restaurant right now. I do not care. I don't care that they're open again. People are sick. People are dying, and it's getting worse. I will not do it.
Oh, and speaking of restaurants, I got something to tell you that's really starting to bug me. That is the restaurant that me and Hope booked for our wedding dinner.
Yes.
They took us off for our wedding day.
Why?
Apparently, there's some type of luncheon / group dinner that's supposed to be coming in town on that day.
Oh, and so they'll get more money there, so they canceled you.
I mean, what's going on around here? They just now showing up, and your first decision is to cancel your paying customers?
Well, if they think they can get more money somewhere else, then yes. I mean, it comes down to brass tacks. They want that money.
Because you don't, I only got this to say about that. I'm going to quote something from Good Times from James Evans Sr. What is it? You don't offer Kool-Aid to a group of Mr. and Mrs. Oreos. It's got to be imported champagne with custom made bubbles. Ain't that right, Cookie?
That's pretty good.
I'm speaking the truth.
It is very true. It is very true. But the upside, as much as that really sucks, and I'm sorry that that's happened, you still have time to find a better restaurant that will actually care about having your business.
Me and Hope we've been throwing some ideas out, and one of them is actually at the place I'm working at right now.
Okay. And that's not a bad idea.
I just had an interview with them yesterday. Well, as you already know, I'm a dishwasher for them, but I found out that they're looking for another line cook.
Right.
And I just had an interview with the manager there yesterday. I should be hearing something from them this Friday, because it's not just.
Did the interview go well?
Well, it's basically, it was talking about what all we served at the restaurant, also how much experience I have. And he asked me what type of temperature do we serve our steaks or our burgers, basically medium rare, or that certain people like it either medium or well done.
Right. Some people like to ruin their meat.
And there's certain people. There was one question that did kind of get me troubled to answer. It was about it was about the salmon.
Oh.
Now, I've seen a lot of cooking shows and I work at different places. When it comes to salmon, there are some people that would like to eat a salmon that's medium rare.
Right. Although generally speaking, you just cook the salmon until it turns orange.
Yeah.
That one has less to do. I mean, I'm sure there is a specific temperature that it's supposed to be brought up to, but you can really tell from the color.
Yeah. If it says, when it comes to seafood like me, when it comes to salmon, I want to make sure I at least cook it at least medium or well.
Right. It's fish. You should always make sure it's cooked through. It's not sushi grade. It's just fish.
You just got to do like a good sear on top, on both sides. Then you put it in the oven to roast it for a little bit. Then you baste it on a lot of butter.
Oh, yeah.
And now what's the one thing that we do serve there is mostly oysters and mussels.
Okay.
Now, that's a little tricky to get off, but I have basically worked with that before.
Mm-hmm.
And once you, you can actually cook the mussels or... You just gotta make sure you get them at the right temperature so they can open up.
Right, and that's how you know those ones are ready. They open up for you.
Yep. Because, what was it, about almost 3 weeks ago, I took Hope to that restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I literally blew her mind when she tried the food.
That's great.
She had, guys, we had oysters Rockefeller.
So good.
And we had one of the appetizers, a miso frizzo. It's basically fried calamari, fried shrimp, and for the, of course, the entree, we had a linguine pasta with clam sauce. Also had calamari and shrimp in there. Very good.
It sounds very good. I love seafood, so that sounds wonderful to me.
And plus, every time I go to the plasma center and they check my own plasma, it ends up turning to a different color. A very light, almost light yellow color.
Right.
Usually it's most like a pink color, but this time it wasn't. And they keep asking me, like, what the world are you drinking? I mean, what the world are you eating and drinking? I told them mostly seafood and also drinking water.
Right.
And
drinking water makes a big difference, especially when you're donating plasma or blood. Yep. Gotta stay hydrated to keep those veins open.
That's right. And on top of that, what's the other one? Right now, we're trying to come up with drinks for Halloween.
Okay.
Yeah. I may have some ideas that might work. one of them.
You can do something with a Bloody Mary.
Oh, I got something like that. I call it the Smoky Black Bloody Mary. And there's a reason why it's called Smoky Black Bloody Mary. Because there's a certain ingredient that you can put in drinks. It's called activated charcoal.
I am aware of that.
Yeah. I've seen it on someone making it for like a drink. It's actually very good on a drink. It doesn't ruin the taste. It just changes the color.
Mm-hmm.
And on
my toothpaste is made with activated charcoal.
Yep. Mine too. And on top.
It looks really funny when you're brushing your teeth and they're black.
And certain people ask me, like, how are you going to get it to smoke? Well, I'm going to add that smoky flavor of mezcal to it. Then, and one more thing that will make it smoke. Dry ice.
Exactly right. I was thinking the exact same thing when you said making it smoke.
I already created about how many recipes I created. One sec. Oh yeah, 35.
Okay, yeah, you could do something like call it like a green goblin and make something with Midori, or you know, there's lots of choices.
That'll work. Hold on one second, because
okay,
looks like someone on Twitter just sent me a note, just asked for a recipe of mine.
Oh well, that's fun.
Yeah, but this one hasn't been tested yet. This.
Well, they can test it and figure out if they like it.
Yeah, it's called the Mint Long Island Iced Tea.
Okay.
Because it's got about two types of liqueurs in there. Because that's peppermint schnapps and creme de menthe.
Oh, added to regular Long Island ingredients?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I wanted to create something that kind of like based off of winter or something.
That's what I figured.
So that's what I came up with.
It's pretty smart.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to come up with some soaps that smell like gingerbread cookies and Christmas trees.
Uh-oh. Oh, I'll definitely buy some.
Did you like your soaps?
Yep. And I gave one of the... gave one of the soaps to one of my coworkers.
Oh, that's cool. Thank you for sharing them around.
You're welcome. And plus, I already told my coworkers at work that you are selling soaps on Facebook.
Yeah, I'll have to mail you a couple business cards.
That will work.
Dear everybody, sorry we went on that tangent, but just so you know, wash your hands.
Amen to that. And what's the other word? Other thing that we didn't talk about. Oh, yeah. There's something really going on down in Greenwood.
Okay, what kind of something?
Apparently, whatever it is, it already broke out at least 5 fights.
Oh.
Only thing I know is it only originated around either inside or outside of the Greenwood Park Mall.
That's very strange.
Oh, wait, hold on. Now I know why. One of my friends is actually down there right now.
Oh.
And they just texted me what's really going on.
What's going on?
There's a racial dispute. I mean, not racial. There's a dispute between the Republicans and the Democrats.
You can call that a racial dispute. Yep. Let's just be really real about that one.
Apparently the Republicans are keeping the Democrats from getting into the
polling place.
Not polling place. From actually going inside the mall to get something.
Oh, wow. Good grief. This is getting ridiculous. This is getting dangerous.
I mean, I heard of the only way you can keep people from going into places if they're not wearing a mask, or they're being disrespectful.
But these are just random people.
This stinks of Trump and his little supporters.
Yeah.
Guys.
Yeah.
Besides, our own president, I think he just wrote a check that his ass, you know, I think his...
Cannot cash. Yep.
Jesus Christ.
Basically.
I mean, what's next? Are they going to target... Is the supporters are going to be targeting people of a different sexuality?
Absolutely. If they can spot you. Yes, absolutely. They already target transgender people, so of course. Why not gay people?
I mean, I know a few gay people, and my former boss at my old job, he was gay.
Right, and it didn't make any difference to how well he could do his job, did it? Nope.
He just did his job. He was praised about it.
Just like anybody else. I mean, really, who cares if someone's gay or straight? What difference does it make who somebody loves or who somebody is attracted to? The last I checked, as long as it's consenting adults, it's none of my business.
Yeah, but here's also another thing that from that that's really starting to piss people off. They're even targeting some of the high school students.
That doesn't surprise me.
And
they shouldn't be targeting children at all in any of this, but they're going to.
Yeah. It's just people just don't get it. They're
trying to build a new Hitler youth.
If they continue doing that, we're going to end up having people going through those concentration camps, and that's bad.
We already have concentration camps at the border. Where do you think the immigrants have been going?
Yeah. I'm talking about...
And now we're talking about forced hysterectomies on the women down there? Yeah, we already have concentration camps.
The only thing that's missing, cuz, is one thing that Hitler did do.
Yeah, gas chamber. Yep. Pretty much. Pretty much. And that's the state of the country right now.
I can say this. If people don't start getting their stuff together soon and start voting, you could be looking at least everyone in the U.S. going to be packing their stuff and leaving the country.
Right. Right.
I already made up my decision that if it does get to that, I'm taking my family, my fiance, everything that I love in my house, I'm going straight to either Canada or Italy. Heck, I'll even go to Japan. Anywhere if I had to deal with that racist fool.
Right, just make sure you don't pick another country that's as racist as he is. Because there are some very racist people in parts of Europe, and Trump being in power has emboldened them to come out and be that much more awful.
Their regular government is in shambles right now, and they think by listening to Trump is going to help them reestablish their country.
Right.
Those other countries, they're not real people. They're just politicians.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think there's just an extremely racist element running through quite a lot of the world where white equals right. And that is butting heads with what the reality of the world is, which is that it's very mixed. We live in a colorful, colorful world.
That's right.
And the sooner white people can accept that it is a colorful, colorful world, the sooner we can get over all this crap. At least that's my take on it.
Oh, hold on one sec. Just got a Twitter alert. Well, what do you know, cuz? Someone just posted this about some of the food around here, sweetheart. I mean, food around here, cuz. Apparently, guess which food item are they saying that might potentially get you the coronavirus?
That's weird. I haven't heard anything about that.
I just found, someone on Twitter just posted it.
Be careful about what people post on Twitter and on Facebook, because you always got to check the sources.
Oh, I always do. Yeah, this person just basically just said that the one food that can probably get the coronavirus, I don't know if it's true or not. Everyone out there, please double check this fact, please. All right, the food item that they're saying is they could have it is chocolate.
That's ridiculous. Let me make this abundantly clear. If you're worried about catching coronavirus from your food, you're kind of being foolish. It does not transmit that way. Unless somebody who already has coronavirus has like coughed on it, sneezed on it, touched it, breathed on it, you're fine.
Exactly.
Eat your damn food. Don't let anyone take the joy of chocolate away from you. That's ridiculous now.
I knew it.
Just some crazy hogwash?
No, I found out what this person is.
A bot?
No. It's a Republican.
Right. Somebody completely crazy.
Yep.
Well, I mean, welcome to the internet where you get tons of people who are off their nutter.
It was probably one of Trump's supporters.
Well, absolutely, if they're a Republican. Trump is the Republican Party right now.
Yeah, I fuck Trump.
Basically. He's such a child. Such a petulant, ignorant child.
All I know is that his days of being a president is coming to an end, because every single person that he has badmouthed for the past, what is it, like four years? Thanks to him and his little supporters, has a reason to vote him out of that, out of the White House.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Although, even after the debate last night, damn near 50% of people said that they trust Trump and that they believe he has their best interest at heart.
That's a log up.
So think about that for a second.
That's a lot of hogwash to me.
That's a lot of they asked Republicans. Because Republicans don't care. They're not going to change their mind about Trump. They've already decided that that's their messiah and that's who they're going to roll with. And it doesn't matter what he does or who he does or what he says. They're just going to stand behind it.
Yeah, Trump sucks. We've been saying this. We've been talking about it. Dang it. I'm calling it a strike.
Yeah. It would be nice.
Yeah, we need a strike at we need to do a strike at the White House.
We need to do a general strike across the country. Meaning everybody walks out of their job. Everybody.
That's right.
What happens when everything stops? Just for a day.
Every business owner, including the U.S. government, are going to be so shocked that they're not, ain't nothing's going to save them.
Right.
And they're going to have no choice but they have no choice but to fold. And they also have to get with it. This country does not have room for whiny brats.
Agreed. Absolutely agreed.
What in the hell? So yeah, one of my other friends that I know from a long time ago that I used to work with just came from the Walmart on the west side. There's an older, there's an older married couple Caucasian. Basically, they're chastising all the African Americans.
White people gonna white.
Yeah, they're big.
I got nothing for that. I got nothing else for that. Look, anything I say beyond that is going to be racially charged beyond what your show needs.
Yeah, I don't mind. Because here's the thing. The truth needs to come out.
I have had it with these white folks. I have absolutely had it with them. And they're ridiculous, privileged asses. How dare they harass and insult patrons of a store that they don't own, that they have nothing to do with. Get out of the way and just let people go about their lives and their business. Like, how hard is that really, to just let people be?
Wait a minute. Oh, man. Now's even worse.
Of course.
Because of that, every employee that's African American that works there, they just basically just walked out.
Wow. Good.
And you can tell it's gonna be a field day for management.
Oh, I'm sure it will be.
Well, guys, I think I'm going to shut down this episode for today.
All righty. It was a good episode, I think. Very informative.
But I'm going to have everyone join me tomorrow because I'm doing another update on the coronavirus.
All right.
Guys, I want to thank you for joining me, for coming on the show with me today.
Thank you for having me on. I really enjoyed myself.
And I can promise you this. You can come on the show anytime you want. And that goes for the second podcast for my group.
Sure thing. I would love to.
Guys, I'm pretty sure that my group wants to hear from your side.
I'm just here to tell it like it is.
All right. And that's a promise I can see. Well,
that's what I do.
Well, cuz I'm about to sign off.
All right. Have a good one.
Everyone out there, stay safe. See you guys tomorrow.